Like when I got saved, nobody had to tell me to be happy. No one had to tell me to be happy. No one said, you know, if you're really a Christian, you got to be joyful. No one ever had to say that. I just started smiling. And I just had this smile manifestation for the first 3 months of my life, of my new Christian life. I couldn't stop smiling. I couldn't stop it. Everywhere it goes, like, I couldn't help it. Why? It became part of my new nature. No one had to tell me. No one had to coach me. No one had to motivate me. It didn't happen. It just happened because just like a baby comes out of the womb, it's hungry. It wants to eat something right away. You don't have to tell your baby to be hungry. Right? And that's what God says when he says, I will put my laws in your heart. No one's going to have to tell you to know the Lord or do this or do that because they all will know me from the least to the greatest. Because God gives us that hunger inside of us. He gives us that desire to please him. And it comes out of our nature. That's the fruit that comes from the root. Now let's talk about the things that, about the road work. I didn't bring him here, but one of the things I rescued from my, I brought back from my dad's house were two very important tools that always everybody ever uses in any kind of construction work, anything. You got to have two things, a level and a square. If you're going to do anything with any kind of construction, you got to know, is the thing level or is it square? Square or level. And lo and behold, those are the two qualities mentioned in the road that is paved for Jesus to come. Amen. Is it level or is it square? And it talks about it through the concept of the valleys being built up, right? And the mountains being brought low. And the straight roads being straightened out. By the way, there's no such thing as a straight road in Henry County. Just for you, I've learned that. I discovered that when I moved down here. I realized that things happen to your tires you never thought they would happen just from driving. Because there's every curve. And rocks got to be taken out of it. So let's talk about the four things of preparation, of getting the preparation done. Straight paths. Okay, you ready? And you're going to turn to your neighbor and tell them this. Some things need to be straightened out. That's the question you have to ask yourself. What do I need to straighten out? Something's just not right. It's just too crooked. It needs to be straightened out. And if you really want to have your shoes of peace going good on you, all right, come on, we're lacing up the boots, guys. Come on, we're lacing up the sandals. You got a straight, there we go. That's really more accurate. You see how it just wraps right up there? All right, so some things have to straighten out. Why? Because it's the shortest distance, and God just gets right to the point. He doesn't mess around. So ask yourself the question, is there something I need to straighten out in my life? And I do ask myself in prayer. When I go and spend my time with God, I say, Lord, what needs to be straightened out? What am I doing that's just kind of not straight? It's just messy. You know, great artists, right? They can draw a nice straight line, right? Pretty good by hand. Ha, ha, ha. Maybe not. You need a ruler. Ah, how about the ruler Jesus? Praise God. All right, the second one is valleys filled. Some things need to be built up in your life. What are the things in your life that God wants to build up? Another way, I use this word with Steve when we talk about it. Well, I was thinking of this, Stephen. I was thinking, what ditch do you need to get out of?
Yeah, that's
good. What ditch? Are you in a ditch that you need to get out of? Is there something that's like a low spot in your life that just keeps pulling you down there to that low spot? How about this one? Mountains made low. Is there something that needs to be knocked down in your life? Do you have too much of something? Is there something that's just too much? Too big that just needs to be reduced. It doesn't need to be eliminated, right? It didn't say the mountains were totally thrown away, but it needs to be taken down so that you have a good road. And the last thing, the rocky places have to be made level. Now, that means there are some things that just got to be taken out of the way. So we're not talking about just reducing something. We're talking about what needs to be gone. Like with a rock, a big boulder, you can't just chip the rock down. You got to like pull the whole boulder out. When we start digging that sewer line, right, Ted? You got to find a rock. There's just no other way other than dig that whole rock out. You can't just chip a little hole in that rock. The rock's just got to go. What is it in your life that's got to go? What's got to go? Ask him. Don't ask me. Well, ask your wife. Yeah, she'll tell you. Or ask a good friend. What things in my life, right, that need to be straightened out? Ask a friend. What things need to be what? Built up. What things need to be what? Brought down. What do you have too much of something? And last but not least, what things need to be just gotten out of your way? Just get it out. What are you doing? I want to tell a story. When we took a trip, and I like taking road trips with Marianne because we talk about stuff. We get to talk, and we're uninterrupted, which is really nice. And so we were driving this last trip, and on the way back, we've always been fascinated with living here because God brought us here. He told us to come here. So I've always felt that Martinsville was a very special place. And then he brought us back. And Martinsville is an interesting place because it is on something called the Great Road. And the Great Road is a historic road that goes back to colonial days, that came all the way from Philly, all the way down what we know as the valley, right? Kind of the route of 81 or US 11. And then at Roanoke, it splits. And the Great Road turns left and comes down what is now known as 220. And then it goes down into North Carolina. And we found an account of some brethren, Moravians. And they were godly people. And they were coming from Pennsylvania. They were Holy Ghost-filled, anointed people. There were 12 men that took a trip and wrote a journal about their travel down the Great Road to what is now known as Salem, which is Winston-Salem, right? But back then, they called it Wachovia. Wachovia. Have you ever heard of that name? The bank. Well, the bank was named after this Moravian settlement, which was named after a place in Germany, which means the watch. Wachovia means the watch, the prayer watch, because it was the Moravians that had the 100-year prayer meeting? 24-hour prayer meeting. And so they came down, and they describe all kinds of places that they come down, and they got stuck. As a matter of fact, they were coming down. How many of you heard of the Great Road here in Martinsville? That was a part of the Great Road that goes all the way back to the they did this in 1753. Okay, that's when they started really settling down here. There were some people here already, and there's spots that they name where there was different places along the Great Road, and actually they crossed over near Daniel's Creek crosses and the Reed Creek area, And they came in there, but then they started going west. And normally the Great Road takes you a little bit farther west towards horse pasture. But they got lost, the Moravians, and they came down here to Kohler Bottom. Kohler Bottom, which is just over the hill here. If you were to walk from this church and head down that hill right there, you would be right there at Kohler Bottom where Fayette Street ends. Okay? And that's where you would be. And it's a very, very steep hill. And they got stuck in the marsh, and they were coming along the Smith River, and they got stuck there. And then they had to find their way back along that Kohler Bottom. And they came up the hill. So I really believe that group of Moravians came right by here. And they eventually joined the Great Road back up near Preston Road. Everybody knows where I'm talking about that. That's about where it was. And then it kept going down to Winston-Salem. And the reason why I'm saying this is there's something about following a path and being prepared that you have to deal with the rivers, you have to deal with the challenges, you have to deal with God sending you somewhere to do something for him. Those people literally walked with horses from the Philadelphia area all the way down to Winston-Salem. And God used them. They had 900,000 acres down there, huge area. And I believe the Lord wants to raise us up to be used by God. To truly be used by God for being who we are, the real who you are. With the peace of God that he gives you. And then the straight roads in your life, those four areas I'm just asking you to think about. What are those four areas that I can do differently? And the final thing I want to say is this, is that when Jesus was baptized, John the Baptist said, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. A lot of times I feel like we don't emphasize enough that there is the Holy Spirit side to the baptism, but there's the fire side to the baptism of the ministry of Jesus. That is, I want to call it the barn or the burn pile. Because Jesus' ministry brought the Holy Spirit to the earth. But either you're going into the barn or you're going into the burn pile. You hear what I'm saying? We always have to have that in our message. If you don't receive that peace, you're going in the burn pile. And that fire that Jesus brings isn't going to give you the new life. It's going to bring you to eternal damnation. And that's just as much a part of the ministry of the gospel than the filling of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that's a motivation for us, because we don't want to see people go in the burn pile. See, Jesus had, he said, I'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He didn't come just to bring the Holy Spirit. He came to bring fire too. And we don't want to see people go in the burn pile. I don't know about you, but I don't want to see that happen. There's going to be a separation there. And the chaff and the wheat, the chaff you burn up. And the refiner's fire, but this is the fire of destruction in this particular passage. It is not the refining fire of it. This passage is very clear. It's in the burn pile. It's done. And we want to see, it says, God so loved the world that he gave. This is the scripture I got saved on. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That option of perishing has to be in our message. It says, for God did not send his son into the world, John 3:17, just as important, to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. So the purpose of Christ's coming was not to burn people up. That wasn't why he was sent, but it will happen. It comes. It just comes. So we need to understand our purpose is not to find out who's going to be burned up. That's not our motivation. Our motivation is so that all people might be saved. But people need to know there is a burn pile. There is. There is a barn and there's a burn pile. And I thank God that on August 24th, 1974, I got brought into the barn. I was in the burn pile. I thank God for that. And it wasn't anything that I did. He found me. But he found me because he had his shoes on. Who are you going to find if you don't put your shoes on? We need those. We need those. We got too many barefoot Christians. I'm serious. We've got too many barefoot Christians. We've got too many Christians who are not ready. They're not prepared to share the good news with other people. They're not walking in peace, and so they don't have any peace to give anyone. So our prayer today is going to be praying that we learn how to walk in peace and so that we would be able to give that peace away. Your peace is not meant to be just for you. Amen. Give it away. When you walk in a room, you can change the atmosphere with your peace. Come on. I've done it. I've seen it happen. I've seen a whole room change because a godly person walked into that place and it was their peace. I had staff members tell me, we know that when you leave Martin, this is what happened about Martinsville High School, Dean. Another staff member told me, he says, your peace, you had an impact on the atmosphere out there in that music place. Now, you may not have noticed it or thought it, but he told me, he says, when you go, we're going to miss it. And you know the chaos that is Martinsville High School sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because you're dealing with people in that age. They're at every which way. And there needs to be that influence in that environment where people go, wow. And I've had people there in my schools would go to me and they say, "What? There's something. What is?" They don't know what to say because they've never experienced it like that before. So can we pray right now and can we stand to our feet and pray? And I heard Mary Jane's message on the 21st. And I wanted to mention this, where she talked about passion. And when John, the words over John the Baptist, it said a voice crying in the desert. See, that's a prayer of passion. That was what she was imparting 2 weeks ago. Was that when we pray, we need to release the cry of John the Baptist. We need to release that. We can't just be so passive, but we have to release that cry. And that cry actually brings peace. It may sound kind of raucous. It may sound kind of loud. But I know that for me, it takes more humility to be loud than to be quiet. Come on. Sometimes you shut your mouth because you're proud and you don't want to do. And humility means that you're willing to just let out what's on the inside, be out there for people to see because you're not ashamed of it. So it's either pride that will keep you from the cry or shame that will keep you from the cry because you don't want people to know what's inside because you're ashamed of it. Well, I speak in the name of the Lord and you are released from shame for who you are. You are forgiven and you have permission to be vulnerable and to be real. And to open your mouth and show people what's inside. Because you're forgiven. You don't have to put on a show for anyone. And you don't have to be what other people want you to be. You can be you. And you can release the cry inside of you. Because you're forgiven. You're forgiven by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you're not trying to please man anymore. And you're not trying to hide from man because you're ashamed. I break shame off in Jesus' name. I say you're free to dance. You're free to sing. You're free to shout. You're free to witness. You're free to be who you are, what God has made you to be. You don't have to act a certain way. You don't have to perform a certain way. You just have to be you in God's presence because God made you that way. And we're not all the same, praise God. Hallelujah. We are not the same. God didn't create us the same. We thank God that He made us different and that He's forgiven us. And we break every shame and every guilt word that's been spoken to you. In the name of Jesus. And you can declare the word of the Lord with boldness. With boldness. You can pray with boldness. You can preach with boldness. You can have passion in your life. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. You can laugh. You have permission to laugh. You have permission because of who God had made you to be. So, Father God, we just say in the name of Jesus, we just say, Lord, bring on the passion. Bring out the cry. Bring out the glory in our lives. Lord, let your peace, it says, like a river, let it flow, Lord God. I will give your peace like a river. And Lord, we just say that we are no longer going to be a barefoot Christian. Glory to God. We're going to be prepared. We're going to be mobile and we're going to be able for God to send us wherever He wants us to go. And we're going to have a cry within us. Get ready for Jesus. Get ready for Jesus. Get those things straightened out in your life. Knock down those high places and deal with those low places and get those things out of your life that need to get out of your life. In Jesus' name. Because there's a fire coming and there's a baptism that's coming and you need to get in the barn and get out of the burn pile. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you for boldness. We thank you for boldness, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us cleansing and equipping and the feet that will take us places to testify the goodness of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. And Lord, we say we are ready. We're ready. We're going to put on our feet these shoes and we're going to carry the peace of God where we go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's give a shout of praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Mm-mm-mm. So I want to thank Mary Jane for that word on passion. That was a word in season. Praise God. Anything else you want to say about that, Mary Jane? Pray. Can you just impart? Did you impart it over everybody? Good. Good. I just want to pray for that boldness. Because that prayer, I'm telling you, that cry in the desert, one thing I hate about being in a really tight space is that you can't cry and carry on at all because you're worried about the neighbors. But when you're in the middle of the wilderness, right, you can carry on and be as crazy as you want, and nobody around here is bothering you. You know what I'm saying? That's where we are right now. This ought to be the craziest place for God because we're in the middle of, we're like 2 miles from anybody else. So it should be, this should be the most wide open, crazy, extreme, radical, I'm just going for it. Amen. And I want to say that if you have not gone through the waters of baptism, you need to do it. You need to make that. That's a decision that needs to be made. You have to get up out of your chair, get down to Jordan, and get washed. Amen. Praise God. And then get someone to lay hands on you and receive the Holy Spirit, because it will make you a praying, preaching, witnessing glory machine that'll just come out of you. You won't have to be there. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Praise God. Amen. We're going to stay and pray for anybody that wants prayer.